FM home of the Oregon Ducks, 96.1 KZO.
Waits for the snap, got it, gonna keep, turn it up, big hole and take off, baby. If you got the speed, you'll score.
It's time now for Jivin' with Jerry.
Go, go!
It's time for another season of Jivin' with Jerry. It's the very latest on Oregon Duck football with the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen. Jivin' with Jerry is brought to you by Guarantee, the RV Supercenter in Junction City.
Jerry, we've got Wyoming next, but looking back to Nebraska, a little close for comfort at the end, but I'm wondering if you agree with this. Almost better to get a little bit of a scare so you don't get too cocky too early. What was your take on the Nebraska win?
Well, it was a win. A win's a win, and you take it and you move forward. And the luxury of not playing well in part of that game is that you get to come back off of a win, look at your mistakes and correct them, and still feel reasonably good about yourself. So, yeah, I think it's good, especially when you go on the road for the first time this year with a lot of young guys, to not go in a little overconfident. And Oregon will definitely not be overconfident after that second half against Nebraska.
And speaking of Nebraska, head coach Mike Riley, former OSU coach, we found it a little strange today they announced one-year contract extension coming off a loss. Maybe that doesn't play into anything, but it's almost like maybe it was going to be five, but they lost, so it's one. Or what's your take?
You know, I think, you know, that's kind of traditional in the industry, and you've got a certain number of years. Rather than wait till it gets down to the final year, you just kind of add one or two and extend it. They're really happy with them. I mean, I don't think it means anything or there's any issues with that. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of what's done in coaching and contracts.
Next up, Wyoming, Saturday with a 4 o'clock kickoff. First road game. How do you see this matchup?
Well, it's going to be a tough matchup because it's Wyoming. Now, I mentioned to Coach Taggart the other night that you know, Wyoming kind of reminds me of Oregon back in the 90s, 80s and 90s. A little stadium, not nationally recognized as a big program, a power program, and teams and fans would come into Autzen and run into a buzzsaw, find out that it was so much louder than they thought, with only at the time 46,000 fans, and Oregon didn't have the great record. So, tough place to play. Laramie, 7,000 plus feet. It's you know, it's an altitude. You hear about that. But their fans are great. So it's going to be a wild atmosphere. And the matchups are interesting because I think Wyoming's got a really good offense, but their defense is kind of overlooked. Their defense is not bad. So it's a great equalizer when you got to play at altitude. You got an NFL going to NFL is either a one or two pick at the quarterback spot. Quarterback and a defense that's pretty good. It's a setup for a very difficult matchup.
The Ducks are 2-0, and next up, our first road game at Wyoming. Last game, Nebraska, kind of, they were saying, tale of two halves, of course. And then there was an article recently about Justin Herbert, how great he is, how soon he's going to be nationally recognized, and his arm. Can we expect him to throw more? It seemed like he didn't throw too much in the second half of the last game.
You know, that's all game planning by the coaches and you know, what they decide to do. And you do, in a game, what a defense is going to give you. Now, in that Nebraska game, Oregon got up big at the half. And so you go into the second half and you do some things maybe a little bit differently. And then that's based, too, on what you get on first down and second and third down. And Oregon wasn't very efficient. They didn't execute very well in that second half. So that changed momentum. It changed tempo. So, you know, Justin Herbert is who he is, and he's not going to be different from the game one to game 9 or 10 or 11. He's got a great arm. He can run the ball. He's very sharp, very mental, and he's got great players around him. So he'll be the same coming Saturday against Wyoming as he will be against anybody. He'll just do what the coaches ask him to do, and then that'll be based on what Wyoming's defense and their schemes will kind of allow Oregon to do as well.
Jerry, if you can just touch on Coach Taggart, he's 2-0. What can you tell us? What do you think fans would find interesting about him? What insights do you have with Coach Taggart?
Well, he's just steady. You know, the highs don't get too high, and the lows don't get too low. He's very even keel. He's got a personality that's just infectious. He's got a smile, and he likes to laugh and have fun. I mean, he'll say that and you hear him say that, but unless you're around him in practice, you're around him in the media scrums or just around him in the office, he just wants his staff and his players and the fans, too, he wants them to have fun. And that's genuine. And that's not, you know, something that's a put on for the fans or for the media. That's Willie Taggart. So it's refreshing. It really is. I really enjoy it. And I think his team and his coaches feed off of it. I hope the fans will too. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. As you say, they're too fleeting and they're hard to get to those great moments. So you better enjoy it when you get there.
One thing I heard, and I always love this, when a coach is described as a player's coach, that's a cool thing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and what that means, I think, in my mind, is that the players really identify with him, that he does things like they do. You know, he gets their music. He can communicate with them on their level, and they can communicate with him on their level. You know, he's not in an ivory tower's office up here, and when you come in, you can't talk with the guy. He jokes with him. He laughs with him. He runs with him. He's kind of like one of them, and I think that's really cool. And I'm not gonna say they're best friends, but they're close. And sometimes you go that extra mile, and you want to do more for a guy you have respect for, and his team really respects him.
And one final thing, I don't want to let one more moment go by without saying, you and Jorgie are doing, as always, a great job. You're a lot of fun to listen to. Keep those highlights coming, and go Ducks.
Jorgie's the weak link in all this. I carry him. I get it. I understand that this cross I've got to bear, but he's not that heavy. So we'll get through another season. But in all seriousness, you know, he's like a brother. I mean, seriously, a brother. We think alike. Going around the job, and he's fun to be around. And I'm looking forward to an opportunity to go up in the booth with him and get a chance to yell a few touchdowns and say, as always, go Ducks!